Welcome back to another episode of EC Convos, y'all. The place to have cool conversations with cool people. I am your host, Eric, of course, and you could have been anywhere else. I always say that, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm grateful. I really am, y'all. Y'all have no idea. And so please do me a favor, like and subscribe to the show, whether you're listening to it on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever. Listen to it. Check it out. If you like it, please leave a comment, subscribe, like it, and all that good stuff too, because it goes a long way, y'all. And as I said before, last week, we're actually back on Substack as well at ecconvos.substack.com. And I want to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but those likes matter, y'all, as I said before. And if you're feeling generous, then leave me a tip. Why not? You know, because every little bit goes a long way, y'all, and it helps keep the lights on. Now, there are no guests today. It's just me talking because I wanted to talk a little bit about my reason for going back to Substack. Now, what I will say is this. For a few days, I was actually pretty conflicted about doing that or not, whether I should follow the same pattern as I've been doing over the last few years with the hope of gaining some type of following on traditional social media platforms. You know, some would call that as insanity, of course, but I don't know. Or do I basically create a completely new lane for me where I can be as creative as I choose to be and not really focus on the followers, but focus more on the people that rock with me? So many decisions, y'all. So many. And believe it or not, it actually all started with a conversation I had with Sunita Kumar. I interviewed her on my EC Convos. And after the interview, she said, you know, you should start to focus your attention on Substack again. And we talked a little bit more about it after the interview. And I was thinking to myself, So I did what a normal Virgo would do, which is did my research. Lots of research. Actually, if you listen to my podcast with Sunita, you'll know about the 6-2 method, which is what I am, a 6-2 characteristic. Just go back and listen to that episode when we talked about human design, y'all. It's actually really, really good. But in order for me to do anything, I need to study a lot about it and research it more. And at any rate, I chose to do some research on it and stuff. And once I did that, I eventually, here's something funny about me. So sometimes I will talk myself out of things. They call it paralysis by analysis because I'll do the most. I'll overthink it and I'll talk too much about it and I'll think too much about it and stuff. And then I'll just talk myself out of it. So it's a level of self-sabotage that I'm working on, but this time I wasn't really, I didn't feel that way. I was actually convinced that this was the way to go, going back to Substack. There are two reasons in particular why I chose to focus back on Substack. And note, I said focus back on Substack. Now, if you don't know, I actually had a Substack before called A Random Offloading of Moments, or aroom.substack.com. That's what it was before. And after 38 to 40 or so posts or whatever, I decided to slow it down and start something else. Actually, that's a story of my life. Start and stop. But I still kept it up and would receive a random like from somebody or a random comment here or there from people. But it was, I don't know. It was just at the moment I felt there were so many other things going on and I decided to kind of neglect it a little bit. But here's the first reason why I chose to go back to Substack. I went back to other platforms after I left the Substack because I thought that's where the opportunities were. But as I continued to post on them, I began to feel more and more disconnected from the whole thing. And I don't know if you've ever felt that way before, but I would have conversations with myself all the time about why I'm not gaining traction or I'm not gaining any more followers. I mean, I felt the information that I posted was good. You know, it would be insightful pieces of work, whether it be words of encouragement, photos of random things, or even motivational videos that I've been doing as of recent, but it just never really connected with me in terms of me posting on those sites. I don't know. I just felt that it was something that it felt like I kept getting overlooked. And I don't know. Am I the only person that feel that way about TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that? I mean, obviously there's millions and millions of people on there, but I felt like it was a rat race on there, you know, and that's no disrespect to the people that are thriving on there, but I just really felt that it was a rat race on there. And I really do believe in the idea that if you do a lot, then you'll soon be required to do a lot. You know, it becomes a job at that point, you know, constantly posting 3 or 4 times a day for the algorithm to just recognize and possibly move you up the ladder. You know, so many influencers and these social media gurus, they'll tell you the exact same thing. If you just post one more day, one more thing per day, it'll all work out. And again, I understand those who choose to do that. I just never saw myself really doing that long term without feeling like it's a full time job or feeling like I'm doing the exact same thing everyone else is doing. Just spinning my wheels, you know, with nowhere to go at all. I'm more of a quality over quantity person, and I truly have a voice, and that voice is meant to be savored, like a meal that you prepare and you enjoy each bite of, not just something that you can just hurry up and grab. That's not even really satisfying. You know, it's just there because it's all there is to eat. People who genuinely want to hear from me will get the opportunity to on Substack instead of being lost in the algorithm and not being seen by people unless you pay for it. True, there are billions of people on these other platforms, and I'll still use it to promote my Substack. But ultimately, I want to have a place to house all of my thoughts and my ideas and my creativity, you know, like this podcast that I'm doing right now. Which brings me to number 2. I realized the best thing about Substack for me is the ability to write an article, take a photo or two. I can record a podcast if I want. I can live stream. I can do all of these things in one place. Now, can I do that in all these other platforms? Sure. But as I said before, I won't get too lost in the algorithm with Substack, because the most important part of this is people, they'll receive the content directly from me going to their emails or going to the app. No paying to play or anything like that. No hoping people will see it several days later or even see it at all. And I can be as creative as I want to be on here. Again, I can do all of those things on different platforms. Yeah, I can definitely do that. But having that direct access and a connection to people, it just seems like it's a lot more personal to me that way. Now, don't get me wrong. There is still a place for Instagram or for Facebook or a TikTok. As I said before, I can promote my Substack on there. Will it get traction? Who knows? I don't know. But one thing's for certain, I like it over here. And I don't plan on leaving it anytime soon, y'all. So, welcome to the reintroduction of me and my creativity. I like to call it a monthly digest of my thoughts and events and stuff. You know, come for the coolness. And, you know, come for the coolness and stay for the realness. How about that? I'm going to change the name of my Substack one more time to commemorate everything that I plan on doing on here. But EC Convos, it'll still be here. My storytelling will still be here. My commentary, good news. I may do some good news of the week or something like that. And even products I like, I may do that as well. Like show some type of products or a movie review or whatever. Anything, everything in between, I should say. And you want to know the cool thing about all of this? All the people who read or listen or watch will be here because they want to be. Not because they're passing through to get to the next reel or the next post or anything. So yeah, that's the reason why I'm choosing to get back on Substack, because I like it over here and I can be myself. So, with that being said, welcome, y'all, to the new, I don't know, I don't even know what to call it. Maybe EC Digest or something like that. I don't know. I may call it something. I don't know. Working title, working in progress. But yeah, welcome, y'all. I appreciate it as always to another episode of EC Convos. Again, it's a singular episode. It's just me talking about my thoughts and my feelings on certain things and why creativity will always win. So until the next time, y'all, my name is Eric with EC Convos, and I will see you on the other side. Peace.